Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 23rd. You'll be interested to know. 26 years ago, today, in 1998, Britney Spears released the single, Baby One More Time. Accompanied by a Lolita-like music video, the song became a huge hit, propelling Spears to pop stardom. This iconic release marked a significant moment in late 20th century pop music. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect stomach-to-shoulder-high swell on Wednesday morning with glassy conditions and light offshore winds. Afternoon conditions will be semi-choppy as winds shift to variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, expect waist-to-stomach-high swell with similar morning conditions, transitioning to semi-glassy in the afternoon. On Friday, anticipate knee-to-waist-high swell, remaining glassy in the morning and becoming semi-glassy in the afternoon. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 2 to 3 feet until 10, then choppy at 3-plus feet midday. Conditions should turn fair again for your sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3.5-foot outgoing low tide, when the north-northwest swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds and the variable wind is 1 mile per hour. The first low tide Wednesday will be 3.5 feet at 8 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide just before 2. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 63 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:05 and will rise again tomorrow at 7. It looks like we're in for a beautiful sunny day with temperatures reaching around 77, accompanied by a light north breeze. Tonight, expect some patchy fog after 11 with partly cloudy skies and a low of 59. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning through Sunday, clearing by mid-morning. Days will be mostly sunny to partly sunny, with highs in the low to mid-70s. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows around 58 to 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, safety concerns have led Encinitas firefighters to relocate from the city's oldest fire station, built in the 1950s, which is prone to collapse during an earthquake. Encinitas Mayor Tony Kranz noted that the facility, originally a county firefighting station, was deemed structurally deficient following recent earthquakes in Los Angeles County. Firefighters have now moved to Station 3, about 1.5 miles away. Encinitas Fire Department Chief Josh Gordon acknowledged this relocation may delay response times, but emphasized that they will still meet the department's standard of 8.5 minutes. Mayor Kranz stated, firefighters should not be in a building that may fall down on their head as the city explores alternatives for the old station. Now on to sports. Injuries hit the National Football League hard during Week 7, creating challenges for several teams as the November 5th trade deadline approaches. Deshaun Watson's season-ending torn Achilles raises questions for the struggling Cleveland Browns, who may consider starting Jameis Winston. Meanwhile, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers face a tough situation with Chris Godwin out for the season and Mike Evans nursing a hamstring injury. The Buccaneers might pursue wide receiver talent to bolster their playoff hopes. The San Francisco 49ers also face difficulties as Brandon Ayuk is sidelined, leaving their wide receiver depth thin. In local sports, last night, the Lakers beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 110-103. Anthony Davis was spectacular, posting 36 points and 16 rebounds, while LeBron James and Bronny James made NBA history by playing together. Despite being the underdogs with Minnesota favored by 1.5 points, Los Angeles overcame the odds. Looking ahead to Friday night, the Lakers are set to take on the Phoenix Suns at the Crypto.com Arena. Also last night, the Kings faced a tough challenge against the Vegas Golden Knights, falling 6-1 at the T-Mobile Arena. Thomas Hertl was unstoppable, netting 2 goals in the first period, while Alexander Holtz scored the lone goal for Los Angeles. Now 3-3, the Kings struggle against Vegas' dominant offense. Tomorrow night, the Kings are home against the San Jose Sharks. In top news, thousands of bottles of the antidepressant duloxetine, marketed as Cymbalta, have been recalled due to a toxic chemical. The recall issued on October 10th involves N-nitroso-duloxetine, which is harmful if ingested and may cause cancer, according to the National Library of Medicine. The Food and Drug Administration classified this recall as Class 2, indicating potential temporary or medically reversible adverse health consequences. The recall affects over 7,000 bottles, including 500 delayed-release capsules. Patients are advised to consult their healthcare professionals before discontinuing any medications to avoid adverse reactions. In business news, home builder stocks are facing challenges for the second consecutive day, following a rise in treasury yields and a mixed earnings report. The iShares U.S. Home Construction ETFs dropped by nearly 3%. Concerns about mortgage rates are affecting builders' margins as 30-year fixed rates surge to almost 7%. Higher rates make home buying less appealing, prompting builders to offer incentives such as mortgage rate buy-downs. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $67,100. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $167. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The debate surrounding Pluto's status as a planet remains unresolved since its demotion in 2006 by the International Astronomical Union. The definition of a planet has evolved from ancient times, where wandering stars included the Sun and the Moon, to more modern classifications. The discovery of Eris in 2005 prompted the IAU to define planets, leading to the conclusion that Pluto, failing to clear its orbit, is a dwarf planet. While some argue for a clearer definition, the complexity of our solar system suggests that these imperfect classifications may need to be revised as we learn more. And in entertainment news, Netflix has officially confirmed the cast for season 2 of the popular revenge series. beef. Leading the new season are Oscar Isaac, Carrie Mulligan, Charles Melton, and Kaylee Spaney. The series will consist of 8 half-hour episodes and revolves around a young couple who witnesses a troubling altercation between their boss and his wife, setting off a series of manipulative moves within a country club. Kaylee Spaney described the season 2 script as crazy and expressed her excitement for the project. The Emmy-winning first season starred Steven Yeun and Ollie Wong, who will return as executive producers. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, "Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.